Would you please open your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians 2, 14 through 16. 2 Corinthians 2, 14 through 16. Thank you so much for coming and being a part of Grace Bible Church today. This is the time in our service where we get to celebrate communion together. When we get to remember what Jesus did for sinners like you and like me. And I would like to reach that end by reading and explaining to you some life-changing truths found in 2 Corinthians 2, 14 through 16. Read with me. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death. To the other, a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? In this passage, Paul is expressing his thanks to God. And what is causing him to be thankful is first, the fact that God was always leading him and his fellow believers to triumph in Christ. Second, the fact that God had chosen him and his fellow believers to be the means by which the fragrance of the knowledge of God was spreading everywhere. And lastly, he was thankful that God would make him and his fellow believers the aroma of Christ to God. And before the men come down to pass out the bread and the juice, I want to take a few minutes to describe to you the implications of the last item on Paul's list of things he is thankful for, and what it means for you and for me. Paul starts off by saying, "We are." He's telling us something about our identity as Christians. He's telling us something that is true about us. So, what are we? Paul says in verse 15 that we are an aroma. The word for aroma that Paul carefully chooses here is not a literal word that would denote that we emit a literal fragrance. He is instead using aroma as a metaphor. A metaphor that refers to an action or thing that pleases God. Now, when this word is used in the Old Testament, it refers to the act of sacrificing an animal for the purpose of atoning for one's sin. But Paul in this passage does not say that we are an aroma of a sacrificial animal. He says rather that we are the aroma of something else that was sacrificed for sin. Christ himself. We are the aroma of Christ himself. In Ephesians 5:2, Paul tells us that out of pure love, Christ offered himself as a sacrifice to God. And in the eyes of God, it was a fragrant, pleasing aroma. Jesus Christ sacrificed his life on the cross in order to bear the consequence of sin, namely eternal destruction in hell under the just wrath of God for all who would ever believe in him. And this act was a pleasing aroma to God. Now, just as a pleasing aroma ascended from the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament, so an ever more pleasing aroma ascended from the cross of Christ, where God in the flesh sacrificed himself for sinners so that they could be reconciled back to God. And believers, you are that aroma. Christ's aroma at the cross characterizes everything about you. Your life, now that you have placed your trust and faith in Christ, is the aroma of Christ, the aroma of his sacrifice. Believers, as the bread and the juice are passed out today, do not for one second base your decision to take communion upon the kind of week that you had. That is not what communion's about. Instead, base it upon the truth that even if you had the most sinful and rebellious week, positionally, you are the aroma of Christ to God. Think upon the fact that when God cast his gaze upon you this week and your position before him, All he could see was Christ bleeding and suffering on the cross for your sin. What rises to the forefront of God's thoughts when he thinks about you and when he thinks about your week is Christ taking upon himself your sin-caused, infinite consequence, just judgment, and eternal punishment. Today's time in communion should be a celebration for you because of this. But please take caution as you do take communion to see whether or not there may be any unconfessed sin that you are holding on to. Scripture warns us not to take communion in an unworthy manner. So examine yourself today and repent of any sin that may be there. For Christ died so that you would be freed from that sin and from its consequences. Now, if the type of person I just spoke of is clearly not you, I want to invite you to read with me the last portion of this passage. Look closely at verse 15. Paul says that believers are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death, to the other, a fragrance from life to life. If you would not consider yourself a Christian, have you found yourself yet in this passage? Paul makes mention of you when he says, those who are perishing, a phrase which literally means those consigned to eternal misery. If you have not yet believed in Jesus, I'm so glad you're here to hear this. Know that you are welcome here at Grace Bible Church, but that you are not safe from the wrath and judgment of God. And also know, according to this verse, that your life and the course of your life does end in misery. Please, to escape this and to come into a right relationship with God, repent from your sin. Beg him for the mercy that is granted to sinners through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Know that today you can be fully forgiven, saved, and transformed into a follower of Jesus. Please come talk to me or one of the elders after the service if you would like to know Jesus in this way, or if you simply have any questions about what is being said. Now, if you are a believer, I encourage you, as the men come down to pass out the bread and the juice, to remember that you are the aroma of Christ's sacrificial sacrifice to God for you. And when your heart is prepared, you may eat and drink on your own.